This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com. The
Score! Three TVs in there. One TV is always like on Fox Sports or something like that. Colin Cowherd, I think is his name.
Yeah.
So he does his sports every day.
Colin Cowherd.
Yeah.
Cowherd. I'm sorry. I don't mean to butcher his name. My bad.
Something tells me we'll use that from time to time. That was Kevin Byard on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the show. Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh, Tyler Farringul, as I understand, helped cut up our Bears audio. So go Tyler Farringul. Thanks to Alex Kuhn because he's standing in there. Ryan Portu is also standing there. Everybody gets a thank you today. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell.
With some great standing.
Yes, Jacob Stutz and Max Curtis, working for us.
Y'all mind if I stand here?
You can stand in there all you want, Ryan. Ain't going to make your titans any better anytime soon.
Y'all expecting both of the mats to be working in Nashville next year?
That's my dream.
They're going to have a partnership.
Matt Nagy and Matt Eberflus coaching Cam Ward and Ryan Porth's Titans.
For Porth to continue his Bears education and just accept Bearsness in his life.
You know what I just realized that you can't have mats without a Ryan. That's the rule here in Chicago.
Ryan Pace might be in need of a job.
Ryan Porth can fill the Ryan need for the Titans.
And Matt Ryan is taking over the Falcons.
All right.
We've got it all handled. Thanks, of course, to Patrick Manley and Tim Jenkins for coming on our show, and to the Take the North podcast, which I've decided will sponsor our breaking news for the next couple of days.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? That Tim Jenkins conversation, if you didn't get a chance to listen to it, you're going to want to go back in the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature, because let me tell you something. At 1 p.m. today, that man was giving an education.
Do tell.
He was talking about why he thinks Caleb Williams is having problems at the outset of games versus the second half, and he called it an easy fix. Is that what he said? Or easier than we thought?
Right. Yeah. Not insurmountable, I think, is what he's saying. Like, it can be overcome.
What was he thinking would be the way to fix it?
He thinks that he's trying, and it's visible. You can understand why Caleb Williams is like, I'm going to get this third down the way I know how with my legs. That makes perfect sense. I understand it completely. And he thinks that Ben Johnson's play calling has indicated, you need to stay the pocket a little bit more and throw this to get out of this third down situation.
It is odd to think that he would struggle on third downs because, again, maybe this is just me projecting, like there's a sense of urgency right there on third and fourth downs, obviously. And if we're all to believe that he has this thing that clicks that becomes icy and urgent in the fourth quarter, why not on third down too?
I think, well, if it's third down early, it's probably just because your thought process is to move the chains. And if it's late, he's probably thinking get as many yards per play as you can because of the clock. If that's the case.
It's situational.
There was an early third down.
Which is a good thing. That's what you want in your quarterback.
The second third down of the game on Sunday was a 3rd and 9, and Caleb audibled to a Kyle Manungai screen on the right side, and there was nothing there. He dirted it because Darnell Wright was kind of already downfield. It was probably going to be a penalty. But that was one of those times, Lawrence, that I thought it was like, where the Lions were running something different than what they expected, and that's more on Nagy than it is on Caleb.
Well, not Nagy.
I hope it's not on Nagy.
Y'all ready for Matt Nagy in Tennessee?
But that goes back to the 6 mental errors in the first 11 plays.
Yeah, he said 6 errors. Woo. I heard you guys react to that yesterday.
Yeah,
it's a lot
of mentals. Adam Hogue said it, and you both were like, "What?"
Well, and we have a little window as to what that might have been. Offensive line. Had a big pile of mistakes. But that 3rd and 9, like as I watch stuff like that, I put that more on the coach getting out schemed possibly yesterday.
Well, I think of it as, because you know inside the group chat, I was like, wow, 2 plays back to back where Caleb changes it.
Yep.
And they were negative plays. And that's why I'm like, it might be the quarterback they're making him see stuff that's not there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and yeah, so maybe disguise coverage.
Yeah, so it was the play right before. It was the pistol where he audible to a handoff and they got nothing. So it was those 2 plays in a row.
Yeah, and what was that? Usually pistols paired with some sort of run in a misdirection behind, pre-snap.
Well, they weren't doing that. And the question is, why weren't they? And maybe it's because they didn't want to, which I think is weird, because you just played this team 2 weeks ago. You didn't want to put stuff on tape. They've seen all of your motions and your shifts at this point.
I don't buy that.
We've also all watched football. Yeah. Like a pistol indicates certain plays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I bet that Ben is trying to figure out how to get every edge that he can get. And if that edge is, well, we're not going to show them stuff that we're thinking about doing with certain personnel groups, so be it. And I hope that it puts them in a position to be better. I would say the thing that could really help Caleb, though, early in the game, is the Packers' trash run defense. That could really help Caleb.
Total trash.
Early in a game.
But you'd have to call run plays to do it.
307
on the right side.
We know the Bears are capable of calling run plays.
307 yards they gave up to the Ravens. 307.
Is that a lot?
That is a lot.
Feels like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Then they didn't play nobody in the next week.
I like that idea. And if we're going to be a little bit critical of Caleb here, right now he's still getting like two balls per game. It feels like getting tipped. That second quarter sequence, 6-0 Detroit, Caleb fires it down the middle, the ball gets tipped, and then the next play he gets sacked by Andrew Hutchinson. I mean, I haven't been able to quite figure that out, but it is something that he's still got to tighten up.
I'll give you one more on Caleb. It's a play that somehow didn't get mentioned on our show yesterday. After they get the ball, and it's what, 2 minutes, 11 seconds, and you're like, they're going to go down and win this damn thing. The first play was a bullet of a slant to Luther Burden that Burden bobbled.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, Burden should catch it.
But throw it at 88 miles per hour instead of 92.
Throw it a little softer.
Well, and the
it's a first down play. And then the second down is the grounding, and it's 3rd and 20. And he had to reach for a bullet. And I'm like, man, if Caleb just used a little touch right there, then you're off and running on the first play.
Tim Jenkins talked about that play.
He did?
What did he say about that?
Could have been a touchdown.
He was like, it could have been 6. Yeah. Based on what Burden can be able to do.
Just put the ball in his hands. Don't try to do too much.
A completely different conversation if that ball is caught.
Didn't hear him bring it up. That's what I said in our group chat. I was like, man, that play changed.
And he also mentioned on that the mental errors when we brought that up to him. He was like, yeah, that was about the running game. And so that goes back to the offensive lineman discussion that you guys are having. And I've been saying, like, this offensive line didn't look like what it has been looking like going back to, like, say, the Eagles game. I want more of that. Can I get more of that, please?
I still go back to this kind of weird halving of, we're going to play our guys, but maybe we're not going to game plan as hard. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I wonder if that happened. And if part of the reason we saw a little bit of a lackadaisical Bears team is because they got the wrong message. Because
what they heard was, oh, yeah, we can take it easy this week.
This is just a practice game
for us.
The fact that Ben Johnson sounded just as mad on Monday as he did on Sunday.
I bet he did.
Less curt, though, but just as mad.
Yeah. Our guy Dave Wanstead. The follow-up.
Yep, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Wani was great this morning with Mully and Hall, as he always is. And I like afternoon Wani very much, but morning Wani is also delightful. And he said that he believed all the players heard Ben's message really clearly. Groats, would you agree? You hear that? Like, so many different players said, yeah, that was bad. That was not good. And, like, everybody was completely on board with Ben being pissed off.
Yeah, no doubt. out. I mean, the good coaches get their players to echo the things that they're saying. And what one thing we know about Ben, while he's not always completely transparent with us, he is much more transparent than the average coach, or at least the ones that we have seen here in the very near past.
Y'all think Tennessee's ready to understand that personnel equals scheme?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, the Matt Nagy thing is very potentially real in Tennessee because of some of the connections there. And I
Borgonzi, you can say it.
Borgonzi, that is right.
Borgonzi.
I'm all for Matt Nagy getting another chance. I mean, there were some serious flaws, but if he really thinks he's clean, if he's really going to have non-yes men this time around.
Uh-huh. That's real.
And maybe hand the ball off to, well, not necessarily Jordan Howard, but somebody in his next chance, then he could be a good head coach because he is a good communicator.
What offense is he going to run?
What do you mean?
He's going to run the Andy Reid stuff, right? He's going to run the Andy Reid stuff and he's going to shove it down the throat of a quarterback he did not draft 1 year into his career. Does that sound familiar?
Well, he did say in the Dan Pompey article in The Athletic that he would not call plays.
Right, but what scheme? I mean, like, he knows he's an offensive guy. He knows one offensive scheme. He's going to try to ask Cam Ward to be Pat Mahomes like he asked Mitch Trubisky to.
Well, I hope not. I hope that's something that he's learned. I mean, he's got it. And I'm sure we didn't read the anonymous stuff that came from the other coaches around the league. That wasn't part of the article, but that was something that was said about the article. I'd imagine that's in there. So if he's learned, he could be a good head coach.
I just need you, whoever he hires as an OC needs to be malleable and be ready to change game plan based on personnel, like we've seen Ben Johnson already do multiple times in year freaking one.
No doubt
and
about it.
I don't know that Matt Nagy has that in his bag of tricks.
Well, that's it. He said he would, as in he would not have yes men, and he would hire somebody to call the plays.
What's Bill Lazor doing?
If he doesn't have yes men.
Where's Jim DeFilippo?
I agree with all of his thought here, but I also think if he's not going to have yes men, and he's going to have other people calling the plays.
Yeah.
What does he do?
Oh, well, that's what I was going to. I was like,
sit back and enjoy the show.
People say a lot of things when they're trying to get the job.
Manage the clock.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, if I had an NFL team that I own, which I don't, I would not hire Matt Nagy.
Why am I hiring Matt Nagy to be the CEO?
There are other people that I could hire to do this that I feel like are more qualified to do this.
And to that end, what was the talent evaluation and the personnel fit when he was in charge of it that said this is working?
Yeah, well
let me offer you guys.
Andy Dalton is the example here.
Trey Burton.
Let me offer you a scenario and see if it makes it a little bit more palatable to hire Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy comes in as your head coach and hires Eric Bieniemy as his offensive coordinator. Mm. You feel better about it?
Man, no, because then I don't know what Eric Bieniemy does as far as calling plays. So
Eric Bieniemy is going to want to run the football, and that is not something that he likes to do.
Well, maybe that'll be good. Too. But that'll be good. That'll be good influence. It's an interesting thing.
Let me present
theoretical good influence.
Can I present an alternative here?
Sure. Don't hire him.
Guess what? Matt Nagy is up for your head coaching job. Also, Cliff Kingsbury is now up for your head coaching job. Tell me why. wouldn't take Kingsbury over Nagy.
Our guy,
I
Alex
have no
Kuhn,
argument to, they, to that's make what for like, that.
There's better candidates out here.
I do think he needs a second chance, right? Like, that is, who, that Nagy? Is valid. Yes.
He can go coach one of these FBS Power Four schools.
But when you're addressing how you're getting from point A to B,
yeah,
you are then also illustrating where the deficiencies are.
Yeah, look, Alex Kuhn with a comment on Cliff Kingsbury. Their offense, the Washington offense, dead last in pre-snap motion. And they put their X receiver wide to the left on 90% of the snaps. This league is all about trying to confuse the defense and vice versa. And if he's not doing anything with motion, that's not the way this league is going.
Are you
right
saying
now.
In the league where variety is the spice of life, he is unseasoned? Is that what you're saying?
And they figured his stuff out in his second year over there. They're like, oh, we got it on tape now.
I mean, that was the concern last year, but when it was... When it was able for the quarterback to run, you liked it. Execution is part of this, too.
Layla's point is a really good one. It's one that I think about all the time when it comes to hiring a head coach. And Ben has been more than we could have ever thought of. But the idea of play caller and head coach equaling the same job are not true. Like, that's not a thing. And with Nagy, you have no idea. Because he and Andy would be like, oh, no, I called this one, or mm-hmm. I gave the play calling to him for a little while. You don't even really know if Matt Nagy, what you have for him as a play caller is what happened with the Bears, where he gave away play calling twice.
Absolutely.
And so he took it back, and that's when they weren't as good this last time with Laser.
So your point about what does he do? What's your expertise? Because the expertise isn't you calling plays. And one could make an argument that his handling of the Cody Parkey thing was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. No, and he talks about all those things he learned. Allen Robinson with quotes in that piece, right, Groats? About, mm-hmm. About like, you know, Nagy started asking for help and asking for suggestions. Like, he was a very bad CEO. So now you're going to bank on him being a better CEO when he's not even your offensive guru?
How did he get better? Now, maybe he got better because, like, in the piece, like, he and Andy have been really talking about it. He's been following. But when you are only allowing yourself to be in one school, like one school of thought, and you've already tried with that one school of thought and not succeeded, I am less likely to give you an opportunity to try it again when you didn't. I wanted Matt Nagy to go do a walkabout. I understand why he didn't. If I had the opportunity to go work with Patrick Mahomes, if I was thrown a lifesaver from Andy Reid to come back and win a championship, I'm probably doing that too. But it doesn't mean that he's all cherry all the time.
Oh, thank you. How about butter rum? Butter rum? They still make the butter rum?
Orange whip?
I don't know if they still make the butter
they
rum.
Should he have gone and seen your guy in Tuscaloosa back at the time?
I mean, that seems to be a way to learn some stuff. If you look at the Saban tree, it's doing actually pretty well.
All four of the coaches.
Would he have wanted to take him
off the tree?
Yeah, all four of the coaches in the college football Final Four have spent time with Saban.
But you have to be open-minded.
And one that would be there if he didn't take $100 million from LSU. Yeah.
Would Saban take an NFL job still? Do you guys think he's cooked?
He did it once before.
I know. He almost became the Bears. He almost became the Bears head coach.
It's like hiring Pete Carroll again. It's funny because we were joking about this inside of our meeting. The name that you're going to hear over the next week or so, depending on what happens in the CFP, is Kurt Cignetti.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's weird. You know, like,
how is Kurt?
62?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the good news for Indiana and keeping it.
I think that he's got a great life. Like, you're now the guy in college football, and Bloomington's an awesome place to live.
It is.
No, his career deserves to be celebrated. I also think there's a couple pieces with the Nagy discussion. If we're going to ask about who's a CEO that should be hired in the next college coaching or the next NFL coaching cycle, Mike McCarthy's name should probably come up then.
Oh, yeah.
If it's about that, that part of it.
Also, better play calling resume than Matt Nagy.
And I vehemently talked about how I didn't want him to be the head coach here, but that's because guys like Ben Johnson were available.
Correct.
This Mike McCarthy could easily get a job in this next coaching cycle, and he has a resume that proves why he succeeded in being a CEO.
And at least he runs an offense that resembles what's happening in the league these days.
Now, am I mindful of like how famously the Cowboys lost to the Packers in the playoffs under his stead, for example? Yes, absolutely. But
oh, yeah, Jordan Love on the road.
Exactly, and they rattled up 40-plus points on them pretty easily.
Full circle, Porth. He wants McCarthy.
He does?
Yeah, that's what he said. I hope.
Y'all talking about Mike McCarthy.
But that's the point here is if once you narrow it down and you talk about it, then that deserves discussion.
Do you think this is appropriate? Ryan Porth showed up for a little pre-meeting that we had.
Pre-meeting?
Yeah, he was wearing overalls with a big piece of straw sticking out of his mouth. Is that appropriate? Or
but
is
did
that
he have a hat on? Did he have a matching hat with the straw?
And he had Lawrence's pitchfork from
and
his shed.
And then you walked into his office where there was a hay bale instead of a desk.
There was. I sat down on the hay bale.
Was it two straps up
show.
Or one strap up on
jokes.
The overalls?
One strap up and no t-shirt.
I often think about Lawrence's pitchfork. I don't know why.
It's just for storming offices of sports organizations.
You never know.
But it's actually not. It's the reason that I have a pitchfork and a manual tiller is because I had a yard and with a whole bunch of plants.
Once again, a manual tiller, important part of the 1964 Philadelphia Phillies infield.
Yes.
Manual
tiller. Glad you were able to get that green off your thumb, Lawrence.
It's not that
Hit the
strange.
Low brass.
The WizKids. Yeah, that's right. Where's the low brass? Let's go.
I'm just saying that it's not that strange, even for people who live in the city, to have a pitchfork.
All right, I'm going to buy a pitchfork today.
I never thought of a pitchfork being used for anything other than Arizona State and metaphorically.
And for death.
And the
Seattle Mariners. Is that a pitchfork? What's that thing?
It's a bit of a pitchfork.
It's a trident. Come on, man. It's an underwater.
Where does the trident end and a pitchfork begin?
The trident is for the sea. It's for harpooning.
And how does the rototiller fit into that?
Marine.
Rototiller is used.
Sea.
They need to leave, Lawrence.
That Sparky, the mascot from ASU, is supposedly based off of Walt Disney.
I did not
I
know
like
that.
It. That the I guy, like it.
Like the actual
Let's
person.
The story about it is that there was an animator who worked for Walt Disney, and he hated him. And so he was asked to come up with Sparky, and he go look at the side-by-side between Sparky and Walt Disney.
Are you serious?
Yes. That's the long rumored origin of Sparky is that it is a shot at Walt Disney.
It's like Lorne Michaels is Dr. Evil.
Yes.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. So good.
It's true though, the way he talks, for sure.
Yep. Get out of here.
Here's what we have planned for today's show.
Then you guys can
Matt Forte is gonna join us at 3:00. Matt Bowen is going to join us at 4:00, which is great. A little late add to the show today. There is a young lady that we're going to talk to at about 4:25 today who says she was the homecoming queen at ISU.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So we're going to
call him out. Call him out.
No, there's nothing really to call me
call
out. She helped me do trivia questions. She was awesome.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get her football information, and then we'll find out what the deal is.
But that'll be more than somebody
That's coming up.
And at 5 o'clock, we're going to turn the page, finally.
Yes.
Finally.
Turn the Page Industries is going to turn the page at 5 o'clock.
But Ben Johnson programmed your show that one day.
No, he did not.
He tried.
TTP Industries said no. Mm-hmm. Tanny's Open is next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary.
But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.